party, right? So, who told me that they, this baby was a cousin or they was related or something like that? Because when I walked into the room, I heard somebody say something about in-laws, and Alexis heard the same thing, but she mentioned it later on in the night when we went out to like a club or whatever. And, you know, I spoke to Mauricia just now, and Mauricia, because I was trying to call you that night at the party to ask you, and whatever the case may be or whatever, because I know, and then Mauricia said she heard something about somebody saying grandbaby or something like that. Right, well, the fact of the matter is that she ain't related to nobody at the party supposedly, and I question the fact why Sadiq's mother was holding the baby like it was her grandchild. That's my whole point. Those two people that was with her was her friends or whatever. I don't know about the Garcia girl, but I know that the other girl is her friend because they came to their second birthday party, right? I don't know if you remember them, but they were sitting over by where the pool was. Those three people, me and the six, we went to Fridays together. We went to Fridays with Sadiq one time, right? And Sadiq's homeboy Sean. And from Sadiq's homeboy Sean or whatever the case is, I feel like I'm on a double date. It's like, well, that's not Sean's girl. So I'm like, okay, well, she don't got a man or whatever. Or her man is, she's opening herself to making food, you know, whatever, being a military. Well, so now, ain't nobody know who this man is, and he's a mystery man or whatever the case is. Did I ever tell you, like, a few months ago that I was going to go to some baby shower, like, last year? Because I saw an invitation for a baby shower, and then she was like, oh, yeah, we're going to go, whatever. She was like, two baby showers, you have to go. I went and bought clothes or whatever the case may be, and then he was just like, at the same day, he was like, oh, we're not going to go again. So that right there, like, it's something to the clip. Okay. I was introduced to her because we went to Fridays one night with Sean, his boy Sean, her, me, and Steve. So I told Steve, I felt like I was on a double date. He was like, nah, Sean is not her man. They just all friends or whatever. And she dated some Indian dude in the military, but I ain't never met this dude or heard about him. Even the baby, nobody mentioned nothing about the father. Now, when I came into the room, I heard somebody say something about in-laws, and when I looked around, it was just y'all standing at the door, all my friends, pretty much, and his family with the baby on the other side. So I'm like, the only person who would say to themselves that nobody looked familiar, somebody didn't know this side of the family, because everybody who was pretty much there was actually there at second party or know or is familiar with each other. So when I looked over my shoulder, it was just the mother with the baby. So I'm trying to think to myself, like, okay, so somebody asked her, I heard them saying, oh, whose baby is that? And I heard something about in-laws. So long story short, like, I don't know. Like, I feel to say, like, that's the big baby. Because, like, nobody else at the party held his baby except for his mother and maybe his aunt. And the mother was holding the child like it was her first grandchild. Like, and I know that when you have a four-month-old child, you're not just going to have anybody holding your baby like that. Right. So you would think for bowling alley, you want to bring a small baby. I mean, or even with Ethan, you keep them close by or whatever the case is. But it didn't make any sense. And then she brought her two friends there, like, AKA the 50-some pop up. I really don't know. Like, to make it like I don't know. Because, I mean, I didn't mind the fact that she had the baby there, but I was taken back that nobody else in that party held that baby except the baby's mother. No, they don't know each other. They don't know each other. And there was no correlation. Well, Well, that's what I plan on doing. I'm developing a ticket for Sedaris' party, and I'm going to ask his mother, who's that baby that she was holding? Because nobody's going to tell me that's not her grandchild. Y'all look so alike. Because I'll confront Shavita about it, and Shavita dumbfounded, like, oh, how come did I see something like that? I'm like, yo, Shavita, your mom was holding that baby like it was her first grandchild. Like, she wasn't even paying attention to Alkin. And you wouldn't expect me to say something like that? I probably got one picture with her and Skylar. And when she was standing in front of the cake, she was pouting, like she wasn't even happy to be cutting the cake, like yesterday's cake. Hello? What happened? Look, exactly, where's the cousin? You understand? Or that's my whole point, but this family, they don't got no fucking respect. That's my point. The same thing with George, just 10 times worse. You understand? And the grandfather never came to the party that day. And he was like, oh, if I don't come to the party, don't bet, don't bet. But I'm thinking that he's joking around and he's just there and he ain't gonna be at her party. But I'm assuming that the grandfather probably knew, or they all knew that was supposed to be the grand debut of this baby. And the grandfather didn't want no part in it, so he didn't come. Because I couldn't imagine that anybody who comes to this party, that the grandfather wasn't going to be shown up. You understand? And he came to every birthday party. And the end is the evil one. He never came to any one of the various parties all because he comes to the various parties. You understand what I'm saying? Like, it's like her and the grandfather played places that day. And then, it's like, if you look at the picture, he have a next aunt from Queens, right? It's the aunt that he's modeling with, and she's mom, that's surrounding this baby smiling while everybody else paying attention to the party. And then the other aunt, she's separate on the side, like, she ain't want no part of it. The aunt don't got no kids. The aunt don't care. She don't have no kids. It's all of Shavita's cousin, trust me, that's not a baby of the family. His family is trapped so damn much that if they were to have a baby or a new baby in the family, you would know, because there's nothing but girls in that family, too. There's boys, I mean, because their aunt is the only girl. That's what I'm saying. Are they going to so-and-so shower? Exactly. Exactly. Or some, they would have been like, oh, look my nephew, or look my cousin baby, or look at Sean baby, or whatever it used to be. It was none of that. It was like distance. Like, me and Sydney's family didn't really talk at the party, and I feel like it was a little baby party, because his family was all about babies, around the baby. His mother barely paid attention to them throughout the whole party. I don't even got a picture with her there, bro. Exactly, that's the only picture I had. Skylar was sitting there with all of them. Okay, and that's another thing. When all the pizza and all the drinks came out for the party, that shit was at the same table that Shorty was sitting at with her two friends. And his parents were sitting in front of her table. No, they were sitting in front of them. In front of her table. No, the chick and her friend. No, when Sade and them moved, his mom, his aunt, and the next aunt was sitting in front of them. When it was time to eat pizza, because all three sodas, the orange soda, the Sprite, and the Coca-Cola, was in front of them at their table. Son, that's one thing with me, son. I got a photographic memory because I remember where everybody was standing up at that party. And it's not like, I don't take these things in and analyze it, you know. It's not till like something happened, I'll go back to that moment and be like, yo, nah, so-and-so was standing here or this or that. I wasn't analyzing or thinking nothing of it, really. But when I heard that in-law thing, that's when I was like, wait, hold up. Like, some, I know there's nobody over in this corner that didn't know each other that will be asking, oh, who's that baby? You understand? Because besides the people that were there, it was Marisol, Karamin. I don't think that's Sean's baby. Me and Sean is cool. I've seen Sean since, because me and Steve hung out, and I've seen Sean since. And Sean don't even work at them no more. Sean don't talk to the girl. Sean got his girlfriend. That's not Sean's baby. And now my whole thing is, okay, maybe this baby is cool too, that I ain't never met that's in the military, but it's kind of hard for you to be in the military and you have a baby. Because people in Iraq, last I heard. No, last I heard, in Iraq, but nobody here never met this baby. And she was having a shower, the baby shower, and we were supposed to go, but it was to another shower to be supposed to, because it was on the same day.
You
and
invited
all of a sudden,
yourself.
At the last minute, I invited myself, I think.
You weren't
went,
supposed to go.
I went and
you
bought the chicken
yourself.
Gift, and I invited myself. Because I saw the flyer for the baby shower. And then Denise was like, oh, no, we're not going to go. Oh, he was tired of some bullshit. Well, because he was nervous, maybe because he didn't know at that time if it was really his kid, or maybe he was nervous because I was going to follow him or go there with him. He probably felt like, yo, I can't go. Either I'm going to go and get around Shakira, or I'm not going to go because Shakira knows about it. And the fact that there's other people there from JetBlue, I could easily show up to that party and know other people there. You understand? So the whole fact of the matter is that she got friends from JetBlue, so she probably felt the same.
I don't think
I hope so too, but the audacity or the disrespect, son, if I ever find out, like, my whole thing is, I'm not mad. If that's your baby, that's your baby, son. I don't care, son.
But
you
just be honest.
Just be honest.
Right.
That's my point.
Right. He won't do that.
And that's what he did at JetBlue. And every incident. Anytime I caught him, he's a lie. He lied. Like, I would catch you in a lie, and I got the proof in my hand, and you lied. Still lying. So it's like the type of person that he is. It's like, you don't know. Exactly. And it's not even that. You can't even think differently. You can't even, like, take what he say truth for truth. You know what I'm saying? Because when I confronted him, he was like, oh, what are you talking about? My mom never held that baby. I was like, your mother never held that baby. You want me to show you the picture? You want me to show you the picture that your mom was holding that baby? All of a sudden, he's like, well, maybe my mom was holding the baby so she could eat. All of a sudden, your mom was probably holding the baby. Yeah, there's a possibility that your mom was holding the baby so she could eat. At first, we were so stuck on my mom wasn't holding that baby. Now, all of a sudden, she's probably holding the baby for the girl to eat. And then, my whole thing is like, yo, she got two friends there. If she needs to eat, she could have handed the baby to one of her friends. Stop trying to play me for a damn ass. Okay, and the whole fact of the matter is that he claims that, oh, he never gave that baby to his mom. He's like, he had the baby and he gave the baby to his aunt. Maybe his aunt gave the baby to his mom. What the fuck was you doing holding the baby?
You don't hold your own baby.
You saw him holding the baby? Where the fuck was I? You have to be in the bowling alley. Wow. I didn't even see Sadiq holding that towel.
Naked.
So it was like it had to be done behind my back. No, they would have thought that I would have never picked up or would have never paid it no mind. And, or they probably didn't know Sade was or who was who, you know, to be saying, oh, that's my grandbaby or that's my in-law. Because that's funny because Mauricio, yo, Alexis said the same thing. Alexis said the same thing about grandbaby. She's like, I heard them say grandbaby or in-law or something like that. They say grandbaby. And then they said in-law. So, I heard in-law when I walked through the door. So maybe I caught the end stick of it. But I heard in-law, and Alexis definitely heard grandbaby or in-law. So, she didn't know if she was saying somebody, mom was saying somebody else's grandbaby or her grandbaby. Like, this is grandbaby. Yeah. And Monique, no offense to Alexis don't pick up on shit like that. And if Alexis picks up on that stuff, then it probably is what it is. Alexis don't be picking up on stuff like that. Like, to remember Nada, Alexis don't be picking up on stuff like that. Like, he really gotta analyze the situation and be like, you know what? Yeah, you know what? For real, I did see that. But Alexis is the one who asked me. So we started talking about it in the night. Like, after we went out, it was like 6 o'clock in the morning. Like, we went and had breakfast at McDonald's and everything. Like, I didn't come home till like 8 in the morning. So we were talking. And she's like, yo, who was that baby at the party? So we started talking about it. She's like, I could have sworn Sydney's mom was like, oh, that's her grandbaby. And then she said something about in-laws. And it's funny because I was like, yo, I heard in-laws too. I was like, grandbaby? I was like, I didn't hear nothing about grandbaby. So we start talking, and I'm about to force that baby. I'ma call her later. The fact of the matter, yo, I'm not mad. So if that's your baby, that's your baby. I don't care. You already got your child support.
Manipulating. And he's married.
No, but it's like his family. His family's the type of people, they'll invite two people to the same event and play it off. Like, and then it's like, you're supposed to find out till later. So I could have bust that whole thing up at the party from what I heard in laws. Because I knew I sent something. You understand? And I'm a Scorpio. My intuition don't never go wrong. Because my intuition has not been wrong when it comes to producing his dumb shit. And yo, I'm the type of person, I'm not gonna wrongfully accuse you unless I got all the evidence or everything there before me. So I'm not gonna just say it. Even when I do have the proof, Jesus is a bleeding ass liar. He still lie about it. Yo, I got this bitch's sister on my MySpace page, John, from when we went out to Friday. On my MySpace page, Mo. It don't make no sense, but I don't put it past his family. But my whole thing is, and then when I confronted him about it, okay, forget about that. All of a sudden, he's like, oh, let's go to the movies. Oh, I'm just taking the baby, but I think you have to go to a pool party. Let me tell you something. Anytime Sadiq doesn't say he didn't do nothing wrong, Sadiq is always trying to, like, try to throw a red herring. Like, he tries to turn it around, like, he wants to be upset with me. You understand? So this whole thing with trying to be nice all of a sudden and movies and go to Maine and trying to kiss my ass because he knows he's wrong. He did something wrong. I'm telling you, it's not like to be all of a sudden he want to be nice. But I confronted him about it. He's like, you know, how could you do something like that? At first, he was just like, yo, crazy son. Like, he's like, yo, I need to. He's like, yo, can you talk about this in the morning? I'm tired. I want to go back to sleep. Some people just like that. So I'm like, no, get the fuck up now. Because my whole thing is like, you, if your wife or your girl or your baby mother, somebody asks you a question like that, you don't talk about you want to go back to sleep. You understand what I'm saying? Regardless if you feel like I should have woken up in your sleep, say that. But you don't come off like that, like, yo, like, what's wrong with you? Like, why would you get in from stupid shit like that? And nah. If anything, you just come off reassuring if that wasn't the case. You be like, yo, I don't know, like, what people been telling you, or I don't know what you heard, but that's not the case with him. And like, I wouldn't do something like that. Exactly. I wouldn't do something like that, but you know, whatever. Like, it's crazy. I wouldn't even expect to hear something like that come from your mouth, but that is not true. And however, whoever heard that from, they're lying. You know what I'm saying? It was like no type of reassurance. It was more like, you know, crazy bugging, like, you're going to be thinking crazy shit. Yeah. He said no, but it was almost like a no in a way that, like, I'm bugging. Like, I just be thinking crazy shit. Like, that's not his baby. Like, yo, only you would think some shit like that. Like, okay, so what if my mom, you know, because it was this whole thing about his mom holding a baby that he swore up and down moments that his mother never held that baby. Monique? I don't even, at this point, I don't even care. I will be like, yo, go your way. Go your way and I'm going to go my way. I ain't mad, son. I got you on Tropical. I got more than half your check. This nigga, his remaining check is $237 every fucking week, and that's after working 58 hours, not even 40 that regular people work. Okay? So you go ahead. You do you. And when that house come up for refi, you gotta come talk to me. So right now it's almost like, oh, like he's trying to lie. He probably told the girl, like, yo, we got a house together, I got this, and, you know, right now I can't even really tell her, so I'm not gonna tell the truth about it. And the girl is probably cool with it. It's just like, you know, but she feels the same. And if she went home, she's wrong for doing that. Well, there's some females that just want a baby. They don't care about nothing else. They just want a baby. Her friend got a baby. Maybe she feels out of place because she don't got a baby. And she wants her friend and her friend to grow babies to grow together. Whatever. A lot of people do stupid things. Different reasons to have babies or whatever the case is. She came to the party to meet Tanisha's family. She came to the party to meet Tanisha's mom.
She can't talk while she's on speaker. I can hear you.
No, she came to the party to meet Tanisha's mom and family. Don't you get it? And then at the end of the day, if you think she's wrong for doing that, she's going to say, well, my child needs to know their grandparents or whatever. My child needs to know their father and my child needs to know the side of the family. You understand what I'm saying? She ain't going to see nothing wrong with it.
She's right.
Don't pull a shot in. Son, because what to me, like, I spoke to everybody individually, and everybody had the same, similar story, same story. So, I mean, it's like the whole full, you know, and my whole thing is, what I'm going to do, I'm going to develop the pitches, I'm going to leave a tape recorder there, so obviously, I'm going to develop the pitches, I'm going to go sit on there, I'm like, yo. I was like, by the way, I was like, yo, whose baby was that? Because ain't nobody told me that's not your grandbaby. And see what the mother says. See what she says. And then, trust me, even if she, like, stutter or lie to me about it that moment, trust me, if I leave a tape recorder and I leave, they going to really talk what's right. They really going to talk what it is. Exactly. And then come back and get it tomorrow. And trust me, whatever she has to say is going to get said. But you shouldn't even have to go through all of that. But this is the same family that Tanisha's married, didn't tell me. The same family that Tanisha's seen with the ex-girlfriend, didn't tell me, and had the nurses have her show up at family function after lying and saying she was going to be there when I found out who she was. I guess she was close to the function. Didn't expect me to find out after the function. Okay? So this is the same person who lied about going on a flight to Boston, and the same person who lied about everything at Jim Same person who lied about any goddamn thing that he's confronted about. The same person who lied when I found pictures of him and his ex-girlfriend having sex and he denied it. And when I showed him the pictures, he was dumbfounded. The same person who I found text messages on his phone with the ex-girlfriend and he denied it and kept lying about it. And when I had it in my hand, he still lied about it. And I confronted him about it and was just dumbfounded. Yes, this is the same person. That's why I don't believe a goddamn thing. Anyway, girl, it is ridiculous. But my whole thing is,
for his sake,
it won't bother me at all. It won't bother me at all. I pick up, I go my separate way, because it's been like that, son. And it only makes sense, Monique. If you go back, right, 10 months from now, we had that incident with the bleach, the blimp incident. He claims that it was an accident, all that bullshit. 10 months from now. So that means Shorty has to be about 6 months pregnant and, oh, leave, get out then, move. You understand? This whole attitude and all this fucking disrespect came out of nowhere.
Nowhere,
mom. Exactly. Well, he could move on with his life. That's exactly what it was about. Because I didn't do anything at that moment that he didn't know about. I didn't do anything at that moment to get him upset or disrespect him. And hopefully this is coming out his face. So it only makes sense. And I mean, at 6 months pregnant, when you're about 4 to 6 months pregnant, that's when you start telling people. You understand? So it was around then that the whole cop, the police incident, the this, and asked him to say, and I got that locked up. Okay, it was all around then. and it was around then that it was the shower, right before that. So, I mean, it adds up.
I know it adds up, but I hope that's not the case.
And I don't know this. Someone should cut him. But it ain't gonna be me this time. Best believe. It ain't gonna be me. Somebody's gonna do it, but it ain't gonna be me. Yeah. It ain't gonna be me. It ain't gonna be me. If anything, I'm gonna get his ass locked up and kick his ass out of his own apartment again. Okay? And then keep an order protection in place against him. Again. And then I'm gonna fucking buy these fucking sublease the apartment and move the fuck out. And he can't even go there. And he's going to have to prove to the judge that I don't live there. Let him do that. I don't care right now. Like, yo, son, you left with $237 on his paycheck, and then he crying to me. This is all the disrespect and all the bullshit you're going with. And expecting me, you want to ask me if I'm going to drop my child support? No, I told him straight up. He only been asking me because for about 3 weeks, he's been crying about his check and child support. And he see that I keep saying no, and I'm not dropping it. So now it's like he ain't even going to talk about it. Now it's like, oh, can I borrow $200? So I can support your habits? Oh, I'm sorry. So I can support your other baby? No. Now it's N-O. N-O for everything. Hell to the O, no. I'm telling you.
Wow.
Wow is right. I mean, at the end of the day, yo, do the same shit with or without me. You got the same chef. Do the same thing you with or without me. Like, you hang out, do you think that you're with or without me? So, with me, without me. It's like the movie. With me, without me. Hey, I have to do whatever you want to do. All of a sudden, you want to be nice and mean and this and that. And, oh, I need to trust him. And all. Nah, son. Nah. Or, like, try to, like, guide my head with all these good things and nice things so I can forget about that. No, because I know me, and that's the reason why. Whenever I approach him, he's a liar. I can tell when he's lying. I can tell when he's lying. Always, he would feel like he gotta kiss my ass afterwards, so I'm not talking to him. But any time there between that, he should always try to argue with me, so that I could come back to talk to him first, even though I should be the one that's mad. He will always try to change around the situation, but because he knows he's guilty, he can't do that right now. He can't do this whole deflection thing. It don't. And me, honestly, I always said that I wanted to have at least minimum 3 kids, but I want 5 kids. He wouldn't even chat to talk to even having a baby. So, there you go. But you don't have babies with other bitches. Because he don't have to support them. Because he probably ain't going to... Any female at JetBlue who he probably sleeping with is some ragged-ass chicken head. I'm telling you, at the airport, yo, if you ever meet a nigga that want to holler into at the airport, you'll run the other direction. Because that is one job that you meet thousands of people per day. You know McDonald's is a bag in a day, son? And anybody that I knew at the airport was always some mix-up or the girl, the baby mother worked there, or baby father worked there, and the wife is there, and this one is sleeping with that one. But so-and-so husband is a pilot. So them pilots sleep with all them flight attendants. Let me tell you something. If you ever talk to anybody from the airport, run the other direction. I know that from working there. They all mix up and they like to sleep with each other, man, and this and that. My grandmother have cold mouth, son.
Yes, she does.
she said something don't seem right. That's right after I confronted Sydney, something don't seem right. The grandfather, nah. Because let me tell you something about Indian people. They stick together. They full of mix-ups and they keep it in the family. No, they keep it in the family. No, they keep it in the family. That's their grandchild, they keep it in the family. Like, they probably don't like me. Because I'm nasty and I don't do what they want me to say or say or whatever the case may be. And I don't act like the perfect Indian wife or woman they want me to be. And, you know, they wish I could just stay home, take care of the kids and not work or not socialize and try to isolate me. But that's not me. So they don't like people that can't control. They all about control. Indian people is all about control. They keep it in the family. You don't understand. Indians and Spanish people, they got the most incest in their family. Okay? They keep that shit in the family. It could be the darkest secret. I don't care. It's the truth. It could be the darkest secret, and they keep it in the family. Nobody else is going to find out. If they don't want you to find out, you're not going to find out. Okay, like black people would go through word of mouth, or yo, did you hear so-and-so? Did you hear so-and-so? Like it comes back in a circle full round. Indian or Spanish people, they don't want you to know something, they go into their grave with that shit. And I can talk that because I'm familiar with both sides. Okay, my father's family is just like that too. Like my father, his mother, my grandmother wanted him to marry a cousin of his. In Pakistan, so I know all about that. You know, Indians, they keep that shit in the family. And Jews, they marry in the family. They keep the wealth in the family. Okay?
It's true. It's true.
Okay, so Indians especially, and let me tell you something about Indians. If you not they kind, they don't talk to you. They don't talk to you. Okay, so if that wasn't her grandchild or that wasn't a relative of the family, they're not going to pick your baby up. They're not just going to hold your baby like that. Okay? So for his mother to be holding that baby, it has to be some kind of correlation or relation. Right, because I know that mother and his mother do not socialize with people like that. She always got a stink-ass look on her face. Always got a stink look on her face. And especially she don't like black people because they mad racist. They mad racist. Like, oh yeah, so-and-so is married to a black girl. Or this one married to a white one. Or this one with that one. If you ain't Indian, you're black or you white. Or you Chinese, you Asian. Every Asian person they call Chinese, okay? You could be mixed, they don't care. Like me, black. Like, oh yeah, Alice, this is his wife. Like, Alice married to a black girl. They don't care. They don't care. If you ain't Trinidadian Indian like them, you nothing.
You ain't coolie.
You ain't coolie, you ain't it. You ain't coolie, you ain't cool. Then that's why I always tell Sadiq. I'm like, yo, if you like Indian girls, why you ain't date an Indian girl? Why you ain't have a baby with an Indian girl? Why you ain't get married to an Indian girl? You understand? I always ask him that from day one because any incident that ever happened between Sadiq and myself, it was always with an Indian girl. You understand?
You were a bet, remember?
All right, bye. Thank you.